Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with John from Coldwell Banker and Ray from Point Mortgage, and you guys have an awesome event coming up. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so we have an event coming up targeted towards home buyers, whether it's your first time buying a home or maybe it's your first time buying a home in a while. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of noise out there in the market right now about what's going on in the market, and people may not know what their options are for purchasing a home or financing a home. So, you know, here at Coldwell Banker, we're here to help walk you through that, help you find your way home, so to speak. And then with me here, I've got Ray from Point Mortgage. And, you know, Ray will be here to talk about the financing options and how all that works.
Okay. Ray, what will you be offering at this event?
Pretty much any information having to do with financing. And if you're able to walk in and write a check for the amount of the house, that's fantastic. And it's really good for you.
That'd be nice.
Most of us aren't able to do that. And so financing comes into play. And I will do my best to show what that looks like, dispel some of the myths around that, and really try to help people see a path between where they are and where they want to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, both of you guys, we always like to, this airs on weekends, and so we like to get to know you guys a little bit. John, I've known you guys forever. I've known your brother forever. We used to play softball with him a long time ago. You guys are a long time around Winona Lake, a long time. Tell us your path to get to Coldwell Banker.
Yeah, so I've been in Warsaw for a little over 40 years now, so I guess we'll go ahead and call it home at this point. I graduated from Lakeland Christian Academy more than a couple years ago.
Go Cougars.
Go Cougars, that's right. And my wife had worked for Coldwell Banker for several years, and so when I was looking to make a career change recently, mm-hmm. Real estate was something that had been on my mind for a long time, because mm-hmm. I spent my career in retail, so I just love helping people and helping them solve whatever problem they have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you've got a broken car, I'll sell you the tool to fix it or whatever. And so I just wanted to supersize that part of my career. Mm-hmm. And real estate was something that I was very interested in getting into. And if it's very familiar with Coldwell Banker and the wonderful company that that we offer here at Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group, and the support that they give their agents and the care that we give to our clients. And there really was no other choice for me other than to be right here.
Yeah, well, it's a perfect fit for you. Now, Ray, how did you get into mortgages?
Well, that's a story. I've been in the financial service industry for most of my life. It mm-hmm. actually dates back to a long time at the Chicago Board of Trade on the trading floor, which
was
a really great experience.
Oh, my goodness.
That was fun. When I transitioned out of that, I eventually found my way to mortgages. And that was all in Chicago. My whole life had been spent in Chicago or the Chicago area up until just a few years ago. Life changes took me out this way, and I was through a really fortunate partnership and association between Point Mortgage and Coldwell Banker. I had the opportunity to come to really all of North Central Indiana and cover the offices that they're represented in. So that includes South Bend, Elkhart, and Warsaw.
Okay.
And so I'm actually, I live in Mishawaka and kind of do the rounds between the three of those.
Sure.
And it's been a blast. So a lot of what I do in mortgages really dates back or really ties back to what I was doing at the Board of Trade, and it's been really rewarding for me.
Great. Tell me a little bit more about your event, like where is it, what people can expect by coming here.
Yeah, absolutely. So our event's going to be held here at our office, Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group, 210 North Buffalo in downtown Warsaw, just mm-hmm. catty corner from the courthouse. Can't mm-hmm. miss us.
Yep.
It's going to be Tuesday night, May 26th. We're going to start at 6 and figure we're going to go till 7:30 or whenever people run out of questions. We really don't have a set end time. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely free, no obligation. Really, we're kind of viewing it more as a community service. Mm-hmm.
I was just going to ask why you're doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. The main reason why, you know, I thought about doing this, there's two reasons really why I thought about doing this. First off is to help cancel some of that noise that's out there and help people have the knowledge they need in order to chase their dreams and their goals and their priorities, right? And the other reason that I thought about an event specifically like this is how I found my first real estate agent and bought my first house. Was I answered an ad and went to an event and connected with an agent, ended up buying a house, and actually now I work with her. So, so it's come completely full circle. So it's really important to me that people know how they can achieve this dream. There's just too much noise out there, especially for a certain generation, that tells people it's not possible. And I want to help people get past that nonsense, in my opinion, and figure out what works for them.
I remember when we bought our first house, I mean, I didn't know what I didn't know. And that's not something they teach you in high school. You know, they'll teach you the math, they'll teach you finance, but they don't say, okay, how do you get a loan? How do you get, how do you buy a house? What's a mortgage? What's escrow? All this stuff. I didn't know, you know, and I had been through real estate school myself. I had my real estate license back in a long time ago, but that they taught me how to pass my real estate test, not necessarily how to buy a house. And so that's awesome. So who would benefit from coming to this?
I think anybody who is considering purchasing a house, anybody who thinks that they might be ready to buy a house, anybody who doesn't know what ready even looks like, could benefit from this. Even current homeowners who are thinking about putting their house on the market and want to know what home buyers might be looking for. Somebody who hasn't bought a house in a while, that, you know, some of the rules and processes have changed over the last few years. And it's our intention to walk people through really the entire process from, you know, the, you know, oh my gosh, I think maybe I'd rather not rent anymore phase of their life right up until here are the keys, enjoy your new home. We really want to talk about that from start to finish. The home buying, the home selection, all of that process. And then obviously, you know, Ray's here to help with talking about, you know, how you get your money, you know, right and in line and ready to go. Right, Ray?
Exactly. There's a lot of, again, there's a lot of noise out there, and I think that's what we're always trying to fight against. You know, living in the industry as John and I do, these are conversations we have every single day, and it's just part of the daily conversation. And I think if you're on the outside, there's a lot of headlines that are really discouraging about it's impossible to buy a house now, or even the other side of people who own. Well, you know, if you own a house and you have an interest rate at 3%, which a lot of people were able to do, that's great for them. Why would I ever move? How can I ever move? I'm going to double my interest rate. That's crazy. That just doesn't make sense.
Those are great questions.
They really are. And the truth is, like, there's a lot of good reasons to, not for everybody, but there are certainly good reasons to still make that move. Even with that, knowing that you're going to increase your interest rate and your, you know, some of the costs associated with that. But there are great options for getting people into homes and that don't think it's possible. And again, who is this for? This is for anybody that just has any interest in this at all or wants to see if what they're thinking about is actually in line with what reality is. Some of it might be, some of it might not be. They might be surprised at what's possible.
Well, I can't believe some of the rent people are paying, which is they're paying more rent for a small apartment than they are, I pay for my mortgage. And so, so what should attendees expect to gain from this event?
So we would like people to come and gain knowledge first and foremost. Like I said, everything, the entire home buying process. So we don't want to get so granular that this is, you know, boring. We don't want this to be school. No offense to all the teachers out there, you know, great teachers. But ultimately, we want people to come and just, knowledge is power, and we want to empower people in our community in order to chase this dream. We know that home ownership is the number one way that you're going to build wealth for the vast majority of people. We know the pride that comes with home ownership, and we want people in our community to feel that pride, feel that sense of ownership, and then that creates community engagement as well. But we want to walk through the entire process. What is a real estate agent? What are we here to do for you? How do you work with us? What's that process look like? What's it like to shop for a house? What do I need to do to be ready to shop for a house? What do I do when I find the house? What happens, you know, after I find the house? How, you know, when do I get my keys? When do I get to move in?
Those are great questions.
Yeah, all of those things. We just really want to walk through the nuts and bolts and then ultimately have a solid Q&A session where we really want everybody to come and expect to walk away with their questions answered.
Well, that's perfect.
Now, Ray, a lot of people think they have to have 20% down to purchase a house. Is that correct or is that a myth?
That is certainly a myth.
Okay.
There are a lot of different options for that. As a first-time home buyer, there are several different loans. An FHA loan, which a lot of people know about, is as little as 3.5% down. You can do a conventional loan at 3% down if it's a first-time home purchase. There are VA loans. Most veterans are familiar with their benefits. Not all, but I mean, a VA loan is incredibly useful. If you qualify for a VA loan, you can do a zero down.
Oh, wow.
This is an area where you get access to a lot of areas. A lot of the homes around here are able to be financed with the USDA loan. That's another loan that requires zero down. There's some income caps on that, income restrictions on that you have to be below. But that's another great option. And, you know, outside of that, there are really good down payment assistance programs. The state of Indiana has a really advantageous one that helps a lot of people mm-hmm. get in with down payment and closing costs.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys for putting this on. For anybody that's listening that is thinking about buying a house or think that that's out of reach for them, please come see John and Ray. And so please remind us again when the event is, where it is, and will there be snacks or anything?
There will be snacks. So at a minimum, if you don't want to listen to me and Ray, show up and get a cookie or something, you know. Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group, 210 North Buffalo Street, downtown Warsaw is where the event's going to be Tuesday, May 26th, 6 o'clock to whenever. Whenever the questions are done, we've answered everybody's questions and accomplished our goals. So
sounds perfect. Do you have a Facebook site or website people can get for more information?
Yeah, so there's you can look up me, Jonathan Goss, Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group on Facebook. There's an event posted there. You can message me right through that post in that event or whatever, or just Google me and give me a call or a text. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you have.
Fine. Well, thanks for joining us today on this episode of BizBuzz. And if you're listening, please come to this event. It could really change your life. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Hey, Scott Wiley here with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm once again out in the beautiful Magical Meadows with Michael Kuhn. Michael, you got something coming up next weekend. Tell us all about it.
Yes, next Saturday, May 30th from noon to 4, we are hosting our Warriors Weekend. It is a family picnic for all veterans, first responders, active duty military personnel, and their families to be able to come out to the meadows. We'll have a bounce house, we'll have free food, we'll have horseback riding and games, and just a great time to be able to come together. And then any veteran or first responder that comes to the event is welcome to stay after 4 o'clock once the families leave, and they can head back to our campsite where we've got a beautiful fire pit where they can, you know, make a fire,
sure.
Hang around, enjoy some time together with each other, and even camp out for the night if they want to bring a tent or camping equipment. It is all free and just one of the ways that we try to give back to our veterans and first responders in this community.
Well, you certainly do. In fact, you're building a huge area for them.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are building a brand new 14,000 square foot facility just for veterans and first responders. It is underway right now, and we can't wait for it to be finished later this summer and opened up for them 24/7, again, free of charge.
Perfect. Thank you for all you do for our veterans. And tell us again the date and time of the event next week.
Yes, May 30th, noon to 4, right here at the Magical Meadows, 3386 East, 525 North, Warsaw.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.